Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Writer Brian Baldinger joins us right now via the Dialpad guest line. Baldy's brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. And Brian, if I were to ask you a simple question like this, what would your answer be? What makes the 49ers defense so good?
Well, Sonny, in a word, I mean, they were complete yesterday. I mean, all phases of it, right? So, you know, the defensive front, the linebackers, the secondary, I mean, it all worked together. And, you know, I don't think there was a single weakness. I mean, the Packers are not a difficult offense to defend. But that being said, there's still Aaron Rodgers back there. And they shut it all down. They shut the run game down. Third downs, you can't play any better than 1-15 on third down. And so it was just, it was great. And then, you know, get the ball out on the third play of the game, give the offense an easy score to start the game. That's kind of what gets Levi Stadium rolling right now. I mean, it was great football all the way around.
Ball, dude, we got a bet here. You are the hardest working man in show business. You did a great job calling the Buffalo Bronco game. You did all these breakdowns. I said you're working on at least 5 hours or less sleep. Tell me I'm right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no 5 hours.
Wow.
No, that's not happening.
Hey, Baldy.
Maybe later in the week.
On one of your breakdowns about this Niner front, you said it's fun watching a great defense. And from what I know of you, you're always like, you know what? I got to let it play out. I need to see a little bit more. Are you ready, because I am, to say that this Niner D is great, or they got to do it in the offs or consecutive years? Where are you at when I say this Niner D is great?
Well, I mean, it's got all the pieces to be great, but nobody is great until, you know, you get to the playoffs and you do what the Patriots did last year and shut down three great offenses. I mean, that's what's in front of them. So I'm not ready to call them great. I'm not ready just to throw that term around. But I like watching good defense and great defense, and that's how they played yesterday in one game, and they played like that most of the season. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of football to be played. There's some really good teams left to defend. But they have all the pieces there. It's not like anybody that needs to walk through the door to make them better. I mean, Jimmy Ward has never played better. The defensive front has never been better in I don't know how long. Fred Warner was sideline to sideline yesterday. They tried to go after Richard Sherman and Akella Witherspoon yesterday, and they didn't have any luck doing it. I mean, all phases were complete yesterday. But it's one game, and, you know, it's something to build on, but it's what can be. It can be great, because they do have eight guys up front on the front of the defensive line that, you know, they're resting, they're spilling them right now, and they're trying to get them through the season so that they can be as fresh as can be when they get to January.
Baldy, like you said yesterday in your breakdowns, and you've been saying it all year, it was shark week for this defense. DJ Jones, you mentioned Jimmy Ward, Akella Witherspoon not biting on a stuttering goal from Davante Adams. It was a party yesterday for this 49ers defense. Let's look at the offense, though. And they got their main man back, George Kittle, who's playing with a bone chip in his ankle and a pop capsule in a kneecap. Never heard of anything like that. Get me a doctor from Duke, Baldy, to break that one down. But this offense, but they got all their pieces there with Debo, Sanders, and Kittle. It's looking like a functional offense that complements this defense very well.
Well, it is. And, you know, they had a good scheme yesterday, and they really sold the run action so that they could play action off it. You know, the route by Kittle for his touchdown was just exquisite. He got the corner to turn like that. Once he did that, he was, you know, gone to the open field. But, you know, that's how the play is designed. I mean, it wasn't like it was just some accident. That's what they want to have happen. You get that corner to believe that George Kittle's running to the corner, and he takes it to the post off that play action. And they got everything the way it was drawn up. I mean, you know, and Debo Samuel, I've been saying it, like this guy, I keep saying, like, I try not to say it because there's only one guy like it, but he reminds me of Sterling Sharp. He went to South Carolina. He's built like Sterling Sharp. Might not be as fast as Sterling, but he has – that kind of power, and he's got great hands. And when he caught that ball yesterday, there wasn't anything that was going to keep him out of that end zone. He was finishing that play. And you just keep feeding that kid, he's just going to keep making plays like that. So it was good seeing Kyle Juszczyk looking a lot more healthy in there. I don't know. I don't know the extent of George's injuries. I know he's not 100%, but you can't tell that he wasn't 100% the way that he played yesterday.
Brian, how would you compare the defenses between the Patriots and the 49ers?
Well, I think they're totally different. You know, the Patriots defense is really a scheme that can morph week in, week out. They don't have the defensive line that can just win one-on-ones the way DeForest Buckner, Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead have been doing all year long. They don't have those type of players. But they have what they have is what the Golden State Warriors have had until this year. I mean, they've got players that can play a multiple of positions, depending on what you need. I mean, right now, Stephon Gilmore can match up on George Kittle, or he can match up on Deebo Samuel, depending on what you think is the bigger threat in some cases. I saw him cover Zach Ertz last week when they played the Eagles. They have allowed 4 touchdown passes all season in 11 games. The Cowboys, if they had 100 tries at getting the ball in the end zone yesterday, they were going to go for 100. I mean, they just out-scheme you. The 49ers don't do that. Richard Sherman plays left corner. Akella Witherspoon's the right corner. Fred Warner's your middle linebacker. They don't really have multiple chess pieces. But it doesn't mean it can't be as effective as what the Patriots are doing. The 49ers played a tougher schedule. They played better offenses. But the Patriots did it throughout the postseason last year on the way to a Super Bowl, holding the Rams to 3 points. They held the Cowboys to that yesterday. I mean, they're just different in the way that they do it.
Baldy, the Niners' run game was back. They finally averaged 5 yards again on the ground. And I want to go back to Kittle. What exactly, from a scheme standpoint, is he doing to improve the run game?
Well, he's a better run blocker at the point. Whether you're running strong side or whether you have to seal with the tackle, get up to the next level. I mean, he's as good as there is in football right now. There's nobody better. I mean, Gronk was the best when he was there, but he's retired. So, I mean, I'd say George is the next best blocker. A lot of the things that they do is just based off good combo blocks at the point, not allowing penetration. And, he will tell you this, the way he told me many times, that you don't get on the field at Iowa unless you can run block. And that's where it starts. If you want to play, you better be able to move the line of scrimmage. And he has all those skills that he was taught there at Iowa City.
Baldy, you were in Buffalo yesterday. You had us jacked up because you were on the field there, New Era Field. Wind was whipping. Drummers were out there. But you got to see our main man out here on the West Coast, Frank Gore. What he's done in his career, accomplishing what he's accomplished. Talk about Frank Gore, man, and passing up Barry Sanders yesterday. I mean, it's just remarkable what Frank Gore has done in his career.
15 years now. 15 years. He's had both ACLs repaired, both shoulders repaired. And when you talk to him, he looks as fresh as can be. He ripped off a run yesterday for 24 yards. Looked like he was back in San Francisco. He's taking this young kid, Devin Singletary, under his wing. It looks like his little brother. And he looks like he's the next Frank Gore, to be honest with you. He's got power like Frank, a little bit smaller than Frank, but just as powerful as explosive. And he's all about team. He's always hung out with the offensive linemen. He's always given credit to the offensive line. It's never been about him. He's the ultimate team player. That's why everybody wants him on the team. Whether it was Indianapolis, Miami, San Francisco, wherever, Buffalo, wherever he's gone, he's like the ultimate team guy. He can be a starter. He can be a backup. He can catch the ball. He can block. I mean, you want that guy in your stable of backs.
Hall of Famer, Baldy? Sorry, Steiny. Hall of Famer, Baldy, you think?
Baldy?
Say that one more time.
Hall of Famer, Frank Gore? He's heading to Canton because I believe so, but there's some people who's doubting whether or not he's a Hall of Famer.
No, Frank's going to the Hall of Fame. And I think he'll go in the first ballot. 15 years and just the consistency that he has played with and that he's performed with, it's been remarkable. And, sometimes it takes 15 years to pass, Barry Sanders, so what? I mean, the level of excellence that he has performed at, the fact that he's been remarkably healthy for most of his 15 years, I think all of that, gets him right in the Canton, probably on the first ballot.
Thanks, Baldy. Appreciate it, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.